Hello, my name is Charlie Cecil. I'm 45 years old. My date of birth is January 22nd, 1978. Today's date is March 5th, 2023. We are in Presidio, Texas. I'm interviewing Alberto Marquez, who is a friend, longtime family friend of mine.
Alberto Marquez, 80 años de edad. Y de aquí, soy de aquí, Fregio. ¿Qué más? La fecha de 5 de marzo, 23. Lugar de grabación, Fregio, Texas. Relación con su pareja, ¿no? ¿Qué?
Su amigo Charlie.
De relación.
Es su amigo. Oh, muy buen amigo.
Bueno.
Okay. So I kind of want to get some background on Beto, some things I don't know. So I'll just start with, you know, where were you born, Beto?
Mexico.
¿Dónde? ¿Cuál ejido?
San Manuel Benavides, Chihuahua.
Is that where you grew up?
Pues sí, más bien. No. De 8 años me vine allá. Tenía 8 años cuando llegué acá, a Ginebra. Sí. Son hechos muy morales.
Can you tell me kind of your transition from Manuel Benavides to Presidio, I mean to Ojinaga?
¿Cómo? No, cuando vivimos, me acuerdo que nos vivimos, caímos aquí como en 52.
Okay. What did your parents do for a living?
Tenían chivas y vacas.
What was your childhood like raising goats and cattle?
Cuidaba chivas. Vaca. Era bien, estaba bien. Sí, los cuidaba, los mantenía.
¿Cómo hacían el, cómo les daban de comer?
Sembraba, papá.
They used to grow their own hay, corn.
Can you tell me about the first cow you ever bought?
La compré en 450 pesos el como el 58, la primera.
450 pesos, 1958, en México.
México.
How old were you?
¿Qué edad tenía usted?
Fue como unos 13, 12 años.
12 years old.
Did you always know you were going to be a cattleman?
Sí, porque me gustaba. Me gustaba mucho.
Would you say it's in your blood?
Sí.
Your like a family tradition.
Eran ganaderos.
So, what do you love so much about being a cattleman that has persisted from your childhood on through to your moving to the United States and having cattle in the U.S.?
¿Cómo tú?
¿Cómo le gustó tener vacas en México y luego brincarse para acá y tener acá? Oh,
pues me gustó mucho.
La sangre cambió mucho.
Cambió, sí. Es una cosa muy bonita.
You really like the difference in the ones he had in Mexico versus the ones he has now, the bloodlines.
Better in Mexico?
No, better here.
Better here. What about actually being a cattleman and a cowboy type of man? Does he really love? What draws him to that lifestyle?
No, toda la vida me gustó.
O sea, su línea de ser cowboy desde,
no,
que,
sí.
Desde que nació.
With your family in Mexico, how many siblings did you have?
Con ¿Cuántos familias eran ustedes? ¿Cuántos de familia?
14.
14. Did you have any favorite family traditions growing up in Mexico?
La familia tradicional cuando crecieron ahí, o sea, que estaban contentos ustedes de vivir ahí en el rancho.
Oh, sí, muy contento.
Con sus familiares, sus hermanos.
Hey.
Oh, what tradition did he have, or what traditions does he remember from his family?
Como qué tradición se acuerda de sus papás, ese lo que hacían ellos.
Oh, pues ellos, pues no, me querían mucho a mí, ellos me procuraban más que casi que a todos. Yo era el preferido en eso, con papá y mamá.
When did you meet Concha?
Como en 1970, no, 60 y, no, 67.
67.
Okay. Where did you meet her?
In Midland.
Midland,
Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you working in Midland at the time?
Sí.
What were you doing?
Una casa.
¿Remodelando?
No, no. ¿Quién, yo o ella?
O sea, ¿en qué estaba trabajando usted en Milán cuando la conoció?
Oh, en un restaurante que... Richie House en Milán.
¿Es Concha from Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is she from?
¿De dónde es original?
De Ojinaga.
De Ojinaga.
Did y'all know each other in Ojinaga, or you just met in... independently in Midland.
That's what they meant.
Yeah. Okay. Why did you come back to Presidio?
Yo, por los papás que los tenían en otro lado y por ayudarlos.
So your parents meant a lot to you, taking care of them.
Sus papás era todo en su vida, ¿no?
Sí, para ayudarlos.
Yeah. How did you ask Concha to marry you?
¿Cómo estuvo?
¿Cómo le dijo a Concha que se casara con usted?
Bueno, nos hicimos novios y a casar.
Didn't give her a choice.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess he didn't give her a chance.
Yeah, right. That's what I'll do. Do you remember how you proposed to her?
No, bueno, más que yo. A cajar, ¿no?
¿Fue ahí a la casa con
la ciudad? No, allá mismo, en ella.
Okay. What people, I can sense that your parents meant a lot to you and they're very influential in your life. What people would you say your parents and other people were influential in your life?
¿Cuáles son sus familiares que usted admiraba mucho?
Pues mis padres. Mis padres, hermanos, sí. Lo creo, sí.
Los que admiró, o sea, uh-huh. Los quiso también mucho, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Como cuando se iba para allá, para mí, que no dejó que la tía leía, ¿no?
Sí, sí, tío, sí.
Los de
Melito también.
¿Cómo se llama el tío?
Ramón. Galindo.
How were these individual characters in your life influential on you? Can you pick any one or two things?
¿Cómo eran ellos con usted?
Muy buenas personas, muy buena gente. Trataron de ayudarnos mucho. No hay agua por ahí.
So what question, what lessons or what have you taken from those people that were inspiring to you, your uncle, your brothers, your parents? What lessons could you talk about or will you talk about?
Muy buenas personas conmigo, muy, me ayudaron mucho. Poco me daban consejos, pero pues no, no me acuerdo qué me decían. Me querían mucho también, muy buenas personas. Procuraban mucho.
¿Pero cómo le motivaban ellos para que usted saliera adelante?
Bueno, primero pues, me ayudaban mucho. Para todo eso.
When did you first come to the U.S.?
¿Cuándo fue la primera vez que vine?
Como el 59.
How old were you?
¿Qué edad tenía?
Como 14, yo creo.
14. ¿Cómo se vino?
A pie.
¿Hasta dónde?
Caminando hasta el Pine.
Walking all the way to Alpine. ¿Por dónde?
Aquí por todo el traque.
So,
hasta el rancho Pajarito nos fuimos a pie.
There is this rancho El Pajarito, there in Alpine. Y ahí se quedaron, ¿no? En la noche.
No, trabajamos ahí 2-3 días.
Yeah, they worked there like for 3 days.
Y luego de ahí nos fuimos al
Pajarito. Se quedó ahí se quedó dormido.
En el Pajarito y luego nos fuimos para el Pine. Y del Pine agarramos el bus para Mira.
Then they got there to Alpine like 3 days. They worked for 3 days there at that ranch, Pajarito, and then they left from Alpine to Midland.
By walking or driving?
No,
the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. So your first job was working cabin?
Sí, restaurant.
It was a restaurant over there in Midland.
Oh, but his actual first place he worked in the United States, fittingly, was working cabin in El Pajarito. Yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, he used to work here across the river.
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué era lo que hacían aquí?
Regando algodón y melón y todo.
Watering the cottonwood and melons
mm-hmm.
from the company that was across the river. They would just jump the river, you know, and then go back. ¿Cuánto le pagaban?
50 centavos la hora.
¿La hora? 50 cents an hour.
50 cents an hour. So, when did you come back to Presidio and start working for Presidio ISD?
El 80, 1980, yo creo.
1980, but first he was working for this...
For Lincoln.
No, pero este, el Orozco.
Orozco.
Orozco, he was a contractor here in Presidio, and he's the one that rebuilt the Fort Lincoln. So he started working with him, and then he was hired there at the Ford. Or Bill, come on, man.
Bill Everdeer.
Bill Everdeer. He was a supervisor there at that time, the one that rebuilt the fort. And then from there, de ahí del fortín, ¿dónde se fue? Para la escuela.
Para la escuela, sí.
En el 80.
El 80.
1980, he moved to the high school.
High school. How did you meet my grandfather and grandmother?
¿Quién me recomendó? ¿Alguien? ¿Eh? Javito, sí.
Javito.
Bud Javito.
Él andaba buscando uno para hacer cerco. Y le dijo a este Javito, a Charlie, que podía. En 1980.
Javito recommended my dad to hear that he was looking for a guy to do a work fence work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got over there.
What were your first impressions of Grandpa?
¿Primera impresión de Charlie?
No, pero luego me puso a acercar y hacer en los fines de semana porque trabajaba en la escuela.
He used to work at the school, but on weekends he would do the fence work.
Mm-hmm.
Pero como era él,
una muy buena persona.
He's a very good guy.
Sí. Y la abuelita también, la abuelita.
Are there any words you would use to describe Grandpa?
Era la vez que se enojaba conmigo, pero yo no le hacía caso, yo seguía con él. Cada vez que Charlie salía del pueblo, no faltaba que me trajera a mí. Y que yo estaba muy engrío con él. Me ayudó mucho, Charlie.
How about Grandma? Anything you would use to describe her? I know you spent a lot of time with her, kind of at the end of her life.
Hombre, cabrón. Yo esa fue la casa que yo la llevé muerta ahí. A las 10 de la mañana, todas las mañanas yo iba a tomar café con ella.
Do you know how much that means to me? Anything you would say, like with our relationship, you to describe how we met, or anything about, you know, what you thought about me when I was a little blonde-headed kid running around?
Una persona muy buena, muy, ¿cómo decir? Muy inquieto. Me acuerdo mucho cuando lo rodaba en el Zacate, cuando me quitó la camisa.
Do you have any funny stories about, you know, anything you ever did with Grandpa or Grandma, or anything that sticks out to you as, like, just funny about y'all's relationship, or any particular scenario?
¿Cómo?
Las historias que se acuerde de él, como me dijo que iban a pescar.
Oh, sí, iban a pescar. Comenzaba aquí a comprar un 6 y se lo tomaba cuando llegaba en sus racks. No.
Whenever they would go fishing, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And he would buy a six pack here, and by the time he got to Billings and Rock, he was done with that six pack. But he remembers all the big fishes. You know, I'm pretty sure he still has pictures of those.
So, at least the way that it seemed to me, and he can confirm, but it felt like when I was very young, he worked for Grandpa. But then as the years went on, it's like they were friends more than he worked for him. Like he did things and he was obviously running the cattle, but it's more like they were friends. Like when they were fishing and they would go do things like Grandpa would do with normally reserved for his friends. So does he feel that way?
Sí, yo tenía vaca, él me iba a las vacas de las medias también.
Yeah, they became friends like that, and they would go half and half on the cow. I mean, he would have, Charlie would have 10 cows, and whatever, you know, whoever, the cash, you know, the little ones, he would give them half, five this way and five your dad, grandpa's.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way he would get paid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He would get to sell his cows. He got 5 calves a year, you know, that was his pay. 5 de cerro de año, and he would sell his, you know.
So
there, everybody was happy. You know. If Charlie liked one of the big ones, you know, he would get it, and he would get the rest, you know, the next one.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else, you know, that you think about our family connections? I guess, one, did you ever think there would be a connection like that? I know you can't see the future, but when you were young, did you think there would be a connection like that with the gringos?
¿Usted creyó que iba a tener una relación así con ella, con Charlie, como la tuvo? O sea, ¿pensó usted que iba a tener?
Pues no pensaba yo, pero sí, sí, fueron muy, muy buenos conmigo.
Sí, pero, o sea, ¿pensaba usted que iba a ser arrepentido? Es que con todo hacía buena relación.
Sí, sí.
Con el Bill Van Der. He's pretty friendly, you know, because with that supervisor from the board, he also wanted to take him to Washington, D.C., for him to work for him over there. But he's
El Moose también fue muy buena gente conmigo.
Moose, sorry, man.
I guess he gets along with him, or his blood, you know, his light blood, or something.
Do you know why they liked you? Do you have any ideas?
No sé. No sé. Yo lo respetaba mucho.
And I think that was, I think it was a very mutual respect, because my grandfather, y'all know him. He didn't like you, he didn't like you. But if he respected you, he'd go to the end of the world for you. And he told me many times that that's how he felt about Beto.
Charlie era bravo.
Si no le caía, no le caía. Dice que él decía que lo respetaba mucho.
Do you know, do you remember keeping the saddles in the little silver room that Fabian used to stay in?
¿Se acuerda cuando tenían las monturas
ahí? Sí.
Okay. So, do you know that for probably 15 years, I have my straw hat that I wear, that I keep a concho from your saddle? You know that?
Me acuerdo.
Yeah.
Yo todavía tengo la montura de Charlie.
I just, it's a, for me, it's a connection, because, you know, obviously y'all's family means a lot to me, and Beto being who he's been for our family for so long, like it's a connection that I feel like I don't want to get rid of, and that I'm proud to wear that, even though I'm not any kind of cowboy, but I've been around someone who is hard work, reliability, and loyalty personify him. Has there ever been anything you wanted to know about me or my background or just anything in general?
No, más que sé que es muy buena persona. Y los aprecio mucho.
What are you most proud of in your life?
Por todo lo que tengo. Y gracias a Charlie también me ayudó mucho con tener lo que tengo.
Were you proud of your family?
Su familia.
También. Mucho aprecio.
What have you wanted most to teach your boys as they were growing up?
Oh, pues que quería que prosperaran, que hicieran algo para vivir.
¿Qué más?
No, pues que sí, que para que sigan adelante y todo. Que...
Like he's the one that taught me how to castrate cats, you know, how to brain them, how to... He's the one that teach me everything. Even the asap, you know.
The asap. How would you, if you had to say how you want to be remembered in Presidio and by your family, what are those aspects?
¿Cómo quiere que lo recuerden ustedes? O sea, que digan que lo de tu marcha.
Bueno, no sé cómo decirte, pero no sé cómo podrán recordar.
Hombre de palabra.
Sí, hombre. Hombre de palabra y respetar, es decir,
do you remember driving the bus and then coming to pick me up for school?
I think I was. Era muy serio, no hacía nada en el bus.
You were a sad kid, you never said nothing.
Yeah, I was sad. Do you know why I was sad as a kid?
¿Sabe usted por qué era serio?
¿Por qué?
Yeah. Do you know how I ended up in Presidio? Or why?
Sí, porque murió el papá.
He died, but CPS, like Child Protective Services. Yeah. So my dad died when I was 2. And then my mom was, she had difficulty with addiction. And so she could not, somebody called CPS to report for me. And so my grandparents came in the middle of the night to pick me up and took me away. Uh-huh. So.
Hey.
Do you remember taking us in the back of your truck, Sammy and I and Erica and Junior, and we would go to Shafter and swim in Cibolo Creek?
No me acuerdo.
Nos llevaba Shafter,
al agua. No me acuerdo.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
Yeah, I
do. Me acuerdo cuando cayó una bola entre el agua, entre un cesspool que estaba ahí.
¿Dónde?
Allí, entre el que andaban jugando él y Erika afuera.
En la casa.
Sí.
He remembers about a ball that you and Erika were playing there in my mom's house and fall into a septic tank hole.
Y dijo él, no había cómo decir, y dijo, Len dijo, vámonos.
Yeah. So he just, you say, hey,
la bola, vámonos.
That's funny. I don't know if there's a right way to ask this, but I always wonder why he was so accepting and like brought me and I would stay at y'all's house and, you know, even though my grandparents lived right down the road, but he was always like, you know, you come with us. I went with your family to Mexico. We go to y'all's ranch, Las Membradas. You know, why did he do that?
Porque él lo llevaba a usted. But he was always like that with kids.
Yeah.
You know, my cousins in OJ, he would get them, you know, he would take them.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah.
How he?
Porque dice él, porque lo llevaba a él para México y allá al rancho.
Porque quería ser su amigo, era muy buen porque chamaquito.
Yeah. Yes. He has been a good friend. Does he know do you know the word that I think of all the time when I think of you as growing up as a kid?
What?
Es a quitarte. Like get away, quitarte.
Quitarte.
because you would be grubbing mesquites or working the backhoe, you know, and I'd be sitting right next to you in that backhoe, and I'd be getting out, you know, trying to get almost getting run over, and you'd be like, quítate, quítate.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me or anything? Yeah. Did y'all talk about anything?
You know? No, we did, but it happens. Once you're here, you know.
Yeah. Sure. I don't really have any more questions, but
el día que se murió la mamá, me asusté mucho ver las 10, llegué. Y fue cuando te hablaba a ti y no me contestaste. Y le dije, el éxito no es igual que me dijo. Le hablaron con él, pues yo creo.
Very sudden. You know, I guess I will just end, you know, kind of what I have to say about the reason that I wanted to do this was because there's a lot of Beto's history that I learned through the corrido that y'all did that I didn't know. You know, and it's always, I know him from Presidio and the impact he's had on my family, but I know that there's so much more history in him. Having come from Mexico, having walked to Alpine, you know, he's literally like the American dream. That's what I think. Do you feel like you've lived the American dream by coming here and being successful?
Sí. Lo que quería hacer, sí.
Okay, that's all I have.